Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus had been talking in the earlier part of John 14 about how he will graciously and savingly manifest himself to his people and not to the world. And so one of his disciples asks him and says, "Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" And so our gospel lesson for today is Jesus' answer to the question. Now, I'd like to start a little further on in our gospel for today, and I want to bring your attention to verses 28 to 31. In verse 28, Jesus says to the disciples, "You have heard that I said unto you that I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I go to the Father, for my Father is greater than I." Now, what does Jesus mean by this? Once again, he is describing the work of eternal salvation for all sinners by speaking of it as his going away and coming again. He goes away in his crucifixion, death, and burial. He comes again in his resurrection and his ascension to the right hand of God. And so Jesus is saying to the disciples, my going away is not really a sad thing, a disappointing thing, and a failure. It is actually an occasion for rejoicing because it begins a whole new ball game. All right? The day of grace, the open doors of heaven for sinners, begins with the suffering, death, resurrection of Jesus Christ by the preaching of the gospel in all the world and the administration of the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. We are living in a time when heaven's door is open for sinners through Jesus Christ. And Jesus, in his death, resurrection, and ascension, will be entering into his state of exaltation. His disciples have only known him in the form of a servant, in the lowliness and humbleness of his earthly life and ministry. Yes, they've seen his miracles, but all of these were done in the state of humiliation, the state of lowliness in which he suffered, was crucified, dead, and buried. But my friends, when Jesus rises from the dead and ascends to the right hand of God, he is no longer in his state of humiliation. And all of his blessed work on our behalf is now universalized so that wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's literally true. It's not spiritually true in that modern sense of the word spiritual, which is clap trap. Alright? Whenever anybody says, I'm spiritual, they are engaging in modern, secular claptrap. There is only one thing spiritual, and that is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And to be spiritual is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And to be filled with the Holy Ghost means to trust in Jesus Christ, your Redeemer, from eternal damnation. And so it's really simple, right? Spirituality is not an ethereal wooziness that overcomes a devotee. Spirituality is faith in Jesus and faith in the Word. Everything else is devilish. So Jesus said, if you love me, if you had real faith in me, if you were really understanding what I'm all about, you would rejoice because I'm going to the Father. And he says, now listen, I have told you all of this beforehand, so when it comes to pass, you may believe. Jesus knows that the next few days are going to be terrible for the disciples. But in the end, they're still going to be standing. And they're going to call to memory all those things which he had said unto them. So he says, from now on, I'm not going to talk much with you because the prince of the world is coming. Right? The devil is going to do his worst, but he's got nothing on me. All right? He's got nothing on me. Rather, my suffering, my crucifixion, my death and burial are two things. They show my love to the Father because I am doing according to his commandment. In other words, it is the everlasting plan of God for the redemption of the world that the second person of the Trinity become man and suffer and die for man on the cross of Calvary and pay for man's sins. That is the only release from sin, is the release that comes from the once and for all sacrifice of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. All right, now, what is the day of Pentecost all about? Because I've been talking about the cross and resurrection. I've been in Good Friday for the first half of my sermon. Well, notice that he says in verse 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. How can we reduce this to its simplicity? Jesus is saying to us that by means of the word of the gospel, the Father and the Son express their love for us. And really and truly, not figuratively, but truly and really, come to us and abide with us. Make their home with us. So that when you hear the word of the gospel, the Father and the Son are coming to you by means of those words. And they are fellowshipping with you graciously and filled with mercy. It is through the Word of God that the Father and the Son manifest themselves to the people of God. Those who will not receive the Word haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. But those who do, those who hear God's Word, they know that by means of the external word, that's the words coming out of my mouth, the words coming off the printed page, God is active, and He is active for us, and He is active graciously, forgivingly on our behalf. That's what that means. And then he goes on and he says further, when the Holy Ghost comes, who the Father will send to you in my name. So the Holy Spirit of God, the only spiritual thing, right? The Holy Spirit of God comes from the Father, connected with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and He is the one who teaches you all things. You believe in Jesus Christ. You believe in the Trinity, the deity of Christ, the saving work of Christ, the vicarious atonement, all of the things that you believe because God the Holy Ghost has used the words of God to grant you that faith so that it is not your own doing. It is the grace of God. He shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you. That's why it's so important that you read the Bible. Because the Holy Ghost works through the words. Right? The Holy Ghost doesn't work through your own spiritual machinations. The Holy Ghost doesn't work through the seat of your emotions. The Holy Ghost comes to you objectively through the Word of God. Verbal words that hit your ears. Written words that hit your eyes. And there is the presence of the Lord. So, then the last thing I want to talk about today is peace. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus says, I give you an objective fact of the matter, peace. He's not talking about a peaceful feeling that comes into your heart when things are going the way you want them to go. He's talking about a real, concrete situation that you have been placed in by Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. You now have peace with God through faith in Christ. Why is it? Because your sins have been paid for in full by His redeeming work. And whereas you were conceived and born in sin, and you were under God's judgment by means of that sin, you are now, through baptism and the gospel, you are now under the grace of God, and you are in possession of a condition, a fact of peace. And this peace remains even when everything's going crazy around you. God is your friend. He will not abandon you, and He will not desert you. But He will be with you always, and in the end, He will take you into the kingdom of glory, where there will be victory forever and ever. And so we have here, what is Pentecost all about? It is about God fulfilling His promise to come to us in His grace, to be our life, to be our hope. Christ is the one who has redeemed us. He has gone to the right hand of God, and He has sent the Holy Ghost, who quickens us and empowers us and grants us the peace of Christ, which abides forever. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.